Welcome to Exploring the Mystical Side of Life with your host, Michelle Aubin and Linda Lang.
Hi, this is Linda Lang from ThoughtChange.com. On Exploring the Mystical Side of Life, I have a fantastic guest that I cannot wait to share with you. I have Deborah Lupien here. She is a spiritual teacher, an author, and an Akashic record reader. Please say hello, Deborah.
Hi, Linda. It's so wonderful to be here.
Deborah has written a book called Akasha Unleashed, The Missing Manual to You. And it's a beautiful, beautiful book for anyone who is interested. Maybe, Deborah, you'd like to share just a little bit about the Akashic records and how that is related to your soul profile.
Yeah, for many, many years, I was searching for my soul purpose. I think like a lot of people are. And I went through a number of iterations. And then I know now my guides led me there. I can see the breadcrumbs when I look back. But at the time, of course, I didn't know. And I discovered the Akashic records. And it was like I had come home. It just clicked. It fit. It was beautiful. It was expansive. And so now, because I had such a long journey, it was my 50s before I discovered this, I'm on fire to help other people discover their purpose through the Akashic records, which is where the soul profile comes in. I studied to be a soul realignment practitioner, and that is the massive reading that we do. And I say massive because it requires going into someone's Akashic record with a laundry list of things to ask about them. You're really doing research. So you're looking to find out what is their gift? How is their soul wired? What is their soul specialty? What tribe did they come from? What is their soul gender? Are they missing any soul facets? What kind of karma do they have that's maybe causing negative repeating patterns in their life? And on and on and on. I mean, it's an expansive list. Wow. So that is a phenomenal service that we offer to the world. Does that answer your question?
And then some. It's amazing. Deborah, when you read the Akashic records, you know, I've done a little bit of that. I've done a little bit of a Linda House technique of how to read Akashic records. And I actually ended up what I believe in the Akashic records by accident doing a shamanic journey, which I'd love to share that experience with you. But first, I'd really like to hear what it's like for you. Is it like, is it visual? Is it auditory? Is it full body senses? How is it?
For me, it's all of the senses. When I first went in, I saw like this door, and it was like a medieval door, and it was double doors that opened from the center and they opened out, and a little light spilled out, that magical ethereal light. And then I went in and I would have these adventures, and it would be like sometimes like Disney movies. Sometimes it's just totally off the wall. When you go in on your birthday, it's really phenomenal because your birthday is a big occasion in the Akashic records, and they throw a big party, and you don't even have to be there for your party. Your guides are having a party, which always cracks me up.
Great idea. And I have to wait till February to go to the Akashic records on my birthday.
No, you don't. That's the cool thing. Because time is different in the fifth dimension. You can go anytime you want and just say, okay, I would like to have my birthday reading now. And magically, it happens. And you will get whatever message you need. And then, you know, they'll proceed doing their thing. But on your natal birthday, they will archive the previous year's records. And then they start a whole brand new archive. So for them, that's almost like a cleansing and a renewing, and it's massive. And so they have this big party because they're all celebrating, hey, another year, all of these wonderful things happened, and now on to the next, because it's always about moving on in higher consciousness.
I can actually feel your joy talking about the birthday celebrations on the other side. What a gift that is. So I encourage all of our listeners to consider that as an invitation to experience their birthday celebration in spirit.
Yeah, and you know, part of what you asked me, I didn't answer. For some people, going into the Akashic records could be like turning a faucet. So it's like you step sideways mentally, energetically, and you're there. Some people have this idea that you have to go somewhere, and no, you don't. it's always with you. It's just a thought away. So in the beginning, it might be a little more difficult to access, but it's there for all of us. It's always there.
So the experience that I had without even knowing what it was so interesting. I had journeyed with my guide and I ended up in this kind of like control room. Imagine something like NASA that had all these picture screens on the wall, and each picture screen or TV screen had a life experience of mine. And if I looked into it, I was in that lifetime. So I had to walk by it kind of like this, because I was in the journey for a reason, not to go exploring lifetimes. And I just thought, when I came back, I thought, wow, it was so interesting that I suspect that that's one way that my spirit guides were showing me how to access my own records, past lives.
Yeah, they were showing you the possibilities.
Yeah. Yeah, fascinating. I'd love to hear a little bit more about a soul profile. That's not something I've kind of investigated. I mean, most of us have heard about personality profiles, and there's a zillion trillion tests. Tell me a little bit about a soul profile. It sounds a little bit more permanent.
Yeah, well, the big thing, of course, is your divine gift. What is it that makes you special? For myself, when I learned my divine gift, I actually have two of them, which made it more complicated. But when I learned it, it just totally validated things that I had felt for years but didn't understand. Like, I'm energetically sensitive. It's part of the way I'm wired. And I would know things about people, and I just thought everybody did. And I thought, what is wrong with them that they don't see this? So I was totally off kilter with my gift. And when I understood that, then it was like, oh, now I can appreciate it and use it purposefully because I know what it's about. And for years and years, I've had this obsessive need to research. And it turns out it's part of my gift of wisdom. I'm supposed to obsessively research so I can share it with other people, which is one of the reasons I wrote the book. So that's the very beginning. And that's the most exciting thing to share with people, because it's like introducing you to your soul. And so very often, people consider their gift a shortcoming because they don't understand it. And so when you can shed light on that, illuminate that for them, it transforms their life.
I think for a lot of people, for myself, I didn't realize my gifts were my gifts because they were just so natural that I just thought everyone was like that. I'm sure that's the same for many, many people.
It is. And you know where I see it coming up a lot is coaches. We sign on with a coach, and guess what? If they've got a different gift than you do, the advice that they're giving to you is coming from their gift perspective, and it may be totally different for you. And that could be why what they're telling you doesn't work for you.
So it really is a matter of resonance. So what I'm hearing from you is that when you go to a coach or a healer, there's some kind of energetic connection that you need to kind of pay attention to, so
yes,
that you can, you know, really truly move through what you need to move through.
Well, it's certainly easier if you have the same perspective because you have a similar gift, but you can also use discernment, and you can take the pieces of what they're sharing with you that work for you and use those and discard the rest. Where people go so far astray is when they try to do it by the book, every single thing the coach tells them.
And it is always good to kind of expand your perception a little bit, learn new things. So I'm a bit of an investigator too, and I mean, I think that's important for everyone to kind of explore, because if you just have the mirror image of you, then you're just going to end up with exactly the same thing as well. So you do need a little bit of a shift in possibilities if you want to make some change in your life. Tell me more.
Okay, but before we end, I have to tell you a story about something that you caused in my life that you aren't aware of.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm anxious to tell you that. But so we talked about soul gender a little bit. When I do a soul profile, I always ask for the soul gender. I don't always tell the person the results, because if the gender is the same as their physical body, why do we need to bring it up? It's not important. But my guides gave me a huge lesson on that recently. I have to change my philosophy on this and now tell everybody. I'm doing a reading for this guy. And when I looked for the karmic issues, the past life issues that came up, each time it was a male soul. And that's unusual because most of the time I'll find a mixture of male and female past lives because we've all had some of each. So, okay, that was interesting. And then as I'm sharing more about the profile with this gentleman, all of a sudden it came up that he's transgender. His body is female, but I didn't know that. And so in the reading, it came up as a male gendered soul. So once we got to that point and he shared that with me, then I was able to say, oh my gosh, this is really important that I share this with you. And we talked about it. And it was huge validation for him because he was at that moment going through the decision about whether or not to have his breasts removed.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so powerful.
It's so surprising to me, actually, because here in the human form, obviously, there's males and females. I guess I kind of thought maybe it was a little bit more androgynous on a spiritual level. So it's really interesting that there's male and female. Is there anything else? Are there any other options out there?
Yeah, there is an androgynous category. So some souls are androgynous. But the thing I want to clarify, just to be clear about this, just because your soul gender is different from your physical body doesn't mean that you're going to be gay. It doesn't mean that you're going to be transgender. It just means that you might have noticed that you're a little different. For a man, it could be that they're really in touch with their feminine side. And for the women, if they have a male gendered soul, it's just maybe they've been noticing a little more testosterone. But then there are occasions where it did cause that because the soul made the decision when they incarnated to be a certain gender. And when they got here, they didn't really like it, and it's a misfit for them, and they probably won't do it again. So I don't want people to get the impression that if you have a different gender, that it's going to mean anything other than you just have a different gender. Your soul wanted that experience.
It will certainly give you a different perspective on life if you've had many lives in one gender, to have it as another gender, and help you to understand as well exactly what it's like on the other side, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's probably a good experience, even though it's an uncomfortable experience for some people. I think that on a soul level, you will learn a lot and a lot about yourself. So,
and that's the whole point.
I'm really curious to hear about this story.
Okay. Some time ago in a Facebook group, we were talking about crystals. And you had talked about how you use them in your energy work. And that surprised me because I've got some crystals. I like them. So I have a few, but I've never really thought about using them during readings. So one day, about a month ago, I was doing a preparation for a soul profile. And I don't know why, I was just inspired to pull out my crystals and set them up before I did the reading so they would be there. And I had no idea how to set them up. If there was a particular order, I just kind of intuitively laid them out in what felt good to me. So I'm getting ready to do this reading, and this was a channeled reading. And I do a grounding before I start always. And usually it's, you know, this pillar of light comes into my crown chakra and goes through my body to ground me. Sometimes it's more powerful than others. Sometimes it's like trickling down like ice cream. It depends. This time it hit me like a bolt of lightning and went zap through my head, all the way through my body, shaking my entire body and deeply into the ground. The only thing that was different was I had the crystals. And the reading itself was more expansive. Energetically, I felt even more engaged than normal. So it was a pretty phenomenal experience. And that was because of you.
Wow. I do love crystals and I have a ton of them. And they're only occasional tools in my healing work, really. But I have such a great respect for them. They're beautiful. So
I was at Toastmasters last week, and I did a speech about ripples in the pond, how we don't know how a word or a deed or sometimes even an energetic thought impacts other people. So, Linda, those are the ripples in the pond that you caused in my life. There with this go. Amazing result. And I just wanted you to know about that.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Deborah, it's been an absolute pleasure having you here today on this episode of Exploring the Mystical Side of Life Would you like to tell the listeners how they can reach you?
Sure. My website is akashaunleashed.com. I also have a Facebook fan page with the same name. They can find me pretty much on all social media. So I'm on Twitter also as Akasha Unleashed, and I'm on LinkedIn. So reach out and touch. I have a new book that'll be coming out soon. It's Akashic Allegories, and it's a collection of soul journeys in the fifth dimension that I had during the first year of my experience with the Akashic Records. So there will be more coming out covering more recent events. And it's a delight to share these stories because they all contain deep lessons, but they're also just entertaining on their own. So I'm really looking forward to sharing that with the world.
I think that's beautiful. You can grow and learn so much from reading about other people's experiences. It's like a metaphor for your unconscious mind to help you grow and interpret your life. So I think it's beautiful that you're sharing that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. This was such a delight.
Oh, you are more than welcome. It's been an absolute pleasure having you here, Deborah. So thank you again for joining us. And everyone, we'll see you again really soon. Bye for now.